StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You are in the right place at the right time, and you must be the right person because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. Putting all this together, you also get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together. You have the mindset in the podcast called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today's topic is following up. Following up, meaning you take one action, you're not getting the result that you want, you follow up on that. You take one action, you do get the result you want, you follow up on that. Why would you follow up on an action when you already got the result, Dre? Aren't you supposed to stop when you get to the end? Following up means you continue the momentum. You get one success, you don't just stop, you continue the momentum. If you're in a boxing match and you stun your opponent with one punch, you don't just stand there and look at him. You hit him again until you get him on the ground and eventually knock him out so you can win the fight. You score one basket in a basketball game, the game's not over. You got to keep scoring. You make a good play, you got to make another good play. Following up on your actions, whether they work or they don't work. I thought of this topic as I was reading this article by this guy named Derek Sivers, who's a really good writer. He writes, his stuff is not long. He's not a long form writer, really short stuff. And that's Sivers, S-I-V-E-R-S. Just look him up. And he told this story on his blog. He knew his woman who was a really popular music publicist in New York. And his music publicist, her name became known. She had a business and people would email her their music because they wanted this publicist to represent them to help get their name out there, get more publicity, maybe a record contract or help them sell more music, whatever it was. I believe this was back in the 90s when it happened. So this popular music publicist would get all these emails every single day from people trying to get their stuff heard by her. And the first email that she would get from anybody went into this inbox where she had thousands and thousands of unread emails. And the fact that she had all these unread emails didn't bother her at all, not one bit, because she wasn't even trying to catch up on those unread emails. As a matter of fact, she, by design, never read any of the initial emails she got from anyone. This is a big-time music publicist, maybe the biggest music publicist in the whole music industry. She would not read the first email anyone sent to her. But this is what happened. The next time someone emailed her, the second time, that email, she had this set up in her email inbox automatically. The second time, those people would get moved into a different folder that had emailed twice. And people who reached out a third time, there was another folder. The fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time, there was another folder. I believe it was the third time, though, that when someone had followed up the third time, it was either the third time or the sixth time. Let's say the sixth. I don't remember the exact details. The three or the six, one of those numbers. The sixth time, the musician would follow up with this music publicist. She would actually open the email, listen to the music, and give this person a call. Now, why is that? Why would she make somebody email her six times before she gave them a call? Was she just some big timer, hot shot who thought she was better than everybody and wanted to make people feel low so she wouldn't reply to their stuff until they reached out to her a certain number of times so she could feel important? Maybe, but that wasn't the real reason. At least that's not the reason that I took from the story. And she told a reason. It wasn't that. Was it because she just wanted people to work hard? Was it because she wanted to seem like she was working just in case someone came in the office? She could say, look, man, I got 1,000 emails that I haven't opened yet. No, it wasn't that. Derek said he asked her, Derek Sivers, the author, he asked his music publicist, why do you not read or respond to anything somebody sends until they send it six times to you? And the music publicist said, Derek, the reason I do that is because if they are willing to send it to me six times, then I know they care enough about their product to keep following up with me until they get a response. And when I read that story, that inspired me to come up with the topic that we're talking about here today, which is the power of following up on your actions, whether they work or they don't work. Point number one, if you try something one time, anything you're trying, I don't care if it's something small or something big, you try once and you quit. I tried, it didn't work. I tried, I didn't get the result. I called, nobody answered. I emailed, nobody replied. I went to the game, I didn't do well. I tried out for the team, I didn't make it. I tried to sell my product, nobody wanted to buy. I offered it, nobody purchased. You try something once and quit, you're not real. You were never real in the first place. Nobody will take you seriously. You try something once and quit, you might as well not even try it in the first place. Nobody's going to take that seriously. The higher the level you are at, or the higher level you think you're at, the more people are trying to achieve the same thing you're trying to achieve. Which means you better be prepared at that point to utilize a higher level of effort than anybody else. Because again, the five forms of investment, episode number 609, it's at dreallday/609. Five forms of investment are time. Are you willing to put in more time than everybody else if you're equal to them in skill? Energy. Are you willing to put more energy into them if you're equal to them in skill? You may not be able to outspend people with money or out attention or out focus people, but can you put in more time and more energy than other people when the skill level is equal or maybe they're even better than you? Are you willing to make up for it with your effort? Yes or no? Point number two. You have to lose your fear of disturbing people. Lose your fear of taking people away from what they were already doing. Lose your fear of breaking somebody's focus or concentration. Lose your fear of saying to somebody, maybe saying this, maybe in not in as many words, hey, you're already doing this, but I want you to take a look at this. You got to lose your fear of doing that. Taking people away from what they're already doing. I talk about this multiple times on different topics, especially when we talk about selling. People don't want to sell because they feel like they're disturbing people or they're trying to get something from people. They feel like they're not giving them enough value in exchange for whatever it is that they're offering. Most of the time, the people who you may be disturbing have never even heard of you the first time. So when you're following up, because the topic is following up. So let's say you called me and you left me a voicemail and I didn't reply to you. Listen, I might not even listen to the voicemail. I may not have even gotten the call. Maybe I just deleted all my voicemail because I had so many of them. I'm like, I'm just going to start again fresh. And whoever really needs to talk to me, they'll call me again. Maybe that's what I'm doing, but you have no idea. But you're saying to yourself, here's the story you're making up to yourself. Oh, if they don't call me back the first time, I'm not calling them again. Well, listen, I might not even known that you called the first time. I didn't not call you back because I dislike you or anything like that. I wasn't even paying you any mind. Maybe I was doing the same thing as publicists did. Maybe I decided to employ this. All right, someone's not reaching out to me at least three times. I'm not replying to anything they said. I'm just deleting it the first time immediately. You got to lose your fear of disturbing people. Most people never even knew that you was trying to reach them in the first place. When I'm trying to reach a person on by phone, a person who I don't know, listen, I'm going to keep calling them until I talk to that person. I'm going to keep calling until. Now, if I got to call a different number, if I got to go above them, I got to go below them, I got to email them, I got to find their Twitter, I got to find their cell phone, I'm going to keep calling a person until I talk to them. I don't care how many calls it takes, but they are going to reply to me, even if they reply just to tell me that they're mad that I keep calling. But they are going to reply. Why? Because that's the job. If my job is I got to get in touch with this person, then I'm getting in touch with that person, period. Doesn't matter how many times, how often, what time of day it is. If it's on the West Coast, I remember I called somebody last week. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. They answered the phone. They just said, hello. It was a business number. They said, hello. And they seemed surprised that somebody was calling them. And when I started talking, they realized, they said, oh, you know, I forgot. I got all the office calls forwarded to my phone. She said, I'm sitting in my kitchen drinking my morning coffee. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. She was in San Francisco. I wasn't embarrassed, and I didn't apologize for reaching her then, because listen, I got a job to do. This is my job to get in touch with whoever I need to get in touch with. Well, whether that disturbs you, or you forgot that you forwarded the phone, or you're drinking your coffee, listen, drink your coffee. You can talk and drink coffee at the same time, can't you? Lose your fear of disturbing people from what they're doing. The only way you can get people to do something different from what they've been doing, which is not paying attention to you, you want to get them to pay attention to you, you got to disturb their current routine. If you don't disturb their routine, how could you ever get someone to pay you mine if they're not paying you mine already? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, does it? If it makes sense to you, explain to me how that could possibly make sense. Someone's not doing what you want them to do, and you're not willing to disturb them, they'll never do what you want them to do, because they're not going to just do it on their own, because they never heard of you in the first place. How are they going to hear of you if you won't follow up? Point number three. And today's topic is the power of following up on your actions, following up on the things that work, following up on things that don't work. People are distracted. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know that, look at yourself. How distracted are you? How many different things are you doing right now while you're listening to this podcast? I don't think there are too many people who just turn on this podcast, sit in the chair and do nothing while they just listen to me talk. Usually you may be washing the dishes. You might be driving. You might be walking. You might be in the gym working out. You might be planning out your day. You might be writing some notes. You might be reading an email and listening to me at the exact same time. You might be talking to somebody while you're doing this. You're probably doing at least one other thing while you're doing this at the exact same time. We are distracted individuals. We are a distracted society. Very rarely do we just do one thing and not do anything else at the exact same time. Even me, when I'm writing, I'm listening to music. When I'm reading other people's emails, I might be walking. When I'm listening to music, most of the time I'm working or I'm at the gym. Very rarely do I just sit and do absolutely but just one solitary thing. Very rarely. We're just distracted people. We forget things very quickly. Why? Because we're constantly distracted. We're not focused on anything long enough. Our mind has to move, has to jump to the next thing because we're given another thing to pay attention to. Therefore, knowing this, this is what it means for you. The same way that we jump from thing to thing and barely retain anything that we got at the previous thing. We can't remember what 2 things ago was because we're jumping to things so quickly. People are forgetting about you. They're forgetting that they met you. They're forgetting your phone call. They're forgetting your text. They're forgetting your email. They're forgetting your tweet. They're forgetting about your very presence on this planet. How do you stay top of mind with people who are so distracted? By following up. You stay top of mind, meaning you stay being the person that people are thinking of by following up with them. You got to be so much in their face or in their brain or on their phone or whatever the situation is that they cannot possibly forget about you. Even if they can't forget about you, just to dislike you because they don't like the fact that you're following up so often. Listen, you'll at least get a response from somebody and know where they stand at that point. Better to get that than indifference because they never even heard of you because you weren't willing to follow up enough. The Work On Your Game podcast. I put this podcast out every single day because I don't want you to wake up tomorrow. You need something to listen to. I don't have a new episode. So you go listen to something else. You like that one. You never come back to the Work On Your Game podcast. I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want you to be hearing my voice through the rest of your workday. If you're listening to this on the way to work or you're listening to this while you get brush your teeth, you're listening to this while you drive, you're listening to this at the end of the night, I want you to wake up hearing me. I want you to be in the gym hearing me. I want you to be at work in the middle of the day and you're feeling that 2 in the afternoon crash. You're feeling it drop already. All that food you had in you, that sugar rush is going down and you're like, man, I don't know if I really feel like working. You're starting to doze off. I want you to hear my voice. I want to stay top of mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. You see what I did there? Let's recap today's topic, which is the power of follow up. Following up on your actions, following up on your words, following up on your successes and your failures to make sure that you are getting the outcome that you want to get, whether that outcome is someone just letting you know, listen, this is not going to work. We're not interested. Here's something else you can do. Or it's someone saying, hey, I'm glad you kept following up because I've been busy. I've been traveling. I appreciate your tenacity. You're nothing if you're not persistent. These are things that people say to me when I follow up with them over and over and over again, because I have no intention of stopping. Point number one, if you try something once and quit, you're not real. nobody would take you seriously. The higher the level you go to, the more people are trying to get the same thing you're trying to get. So you better be ready, willing, and able to utilize a higher level of effort than other people. Point number two, you must lose your fear. Destroy your fear of disturbing people. That's the only way you're going to change people's behaviors, is to disturb what they're already doing to get them to do something different. If you can't disturb their current behaviors, there is no way you can replace it with a new behavior. Point number three. People are distracted. How many other things are you doing right now while you're listening to me? We forget things quickly. And because we're forgetting things, because of this constant distraction, people are forgetting about you. You got to stay top of mind by following up with people. There's a reason why, like I said, I do this podcast every day. Other people who follow up, anything you do, you got to do it consistently, is the point that I'm making here. Whether it's once a week, once a month, once a year, you got to be consistent in what you do. When you're consistent at things, people start to predict what you're going to do. They start to expect you to do things. And when we can predict and expect things from people, we value them. We value things we can predict and that we can expect. And when we value something, we are willing to pay for it. It does not matter the price, because we see the value in it. Again, I do this show every day. I mention the same points at the top of every episode. I give you things often on this podcast because I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. I want my voice to stay on your mind. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.